From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama says he expects some constructive engagement with congressional Republicans this week when lawmakers return for their lame duck session. As NPR Scott Horsley reports, Mr. Obama doesn't believe the midterm election results signaled a vote for gridlock.
President Obama says there will be plenty of time next year for philosophical debates with the new, more conservative Congress. For now, he's counting on the lame duck session to take care of some unfinished business, including an extension of Bush-era tax cuts for the middle class. Speaking to reporters on his way home from Asia, Mr. Obama said he thinks congressional Republicans will want to do more than simply block his priorities.
Campaigning is very different than governing. All of us learn that. And you know, they're still flush with victory. Having run a strategy that was all about saying no.
Mr. Obama is planning to meet on Thursday with both Republican and Democratic congressional leaders. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The race to replace longtime Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley is becoming more clear as two more candidates on Sunday joined an already crowded field of candidates. U.S. Representative Danny Davis and State Senator James Meeks both formally announced their campaigns today. Former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel made his run official with an announcement in Chicago on Saturday. Seven people were killed and at least a dozen injured in a massive natural gas explosion at a Mexican resort near Cancun. Five Canadians are among the dead and two Americans have been hospitalized. From Mexico City, James Blears reports the blast demolished part of the large hotel in the resort town of Playa del Carmen.
Mexican officials confirm the sheer force of the blast following the buildup of gas under the floorboards of the restaurant of the Grand Rivera Princess Hotel blew that segment of the complex apart. The massive beachfront hotel, which has 676 rooms, is hosting a considerable number of US and Canadian tourists. The explosion catapulted shards of glass and metal in all directions over a wide area. An investigation's underway into how the massive buildup of natural gas occurred and remained undetected. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
Ohio police hope the discovery of a missing 13-year-old girl and the arrest of a man charged with kidnapping might lead authorities to the girl's mother, her brother, and a family friend, all of whom disappeared in the middle of last week. Police say Matthew Hoffman was arrested at his home. They found Sarah Maynard bound and gagged in his basement. Police did not say what led them to Hoffman's home, but it is about 10 miles from the home of the girl's family. Major Asian markets rose today, with shares in Tokyo moving higher after the economy grew for a fourth straight quarter. The Nikkei average rose 69 points. Hong Kong's index rose 0.1%. From Washington, this is NPR News. A British couple kidnapped by Somali pirates and held for 388 days has been freed. Larry Miller reports from London that the UK government refused to pay a ransom, but family friends, Somali exiles, and even some Somali villagers chipped in to meet the demand.
Paul and Rachel Chandler had cruised the world for 3 years when they were abducted from their sailboat off the Seychelles. They were taken to Somalia by pirates who demanded $6 million but settled for $1 million. The British government said it doesn't pay ransoms. It's taken more than a year for the money to be collected privately. During their captivity, the Chandlers, who've been married for 30 years, were separated for long periods of time. They were taken from place to place. They suffered health problems and said they were poorly treated by the pirates. They're now reported to be in reasonably good health. They were handed over early this morning and phoned relatives. The Chandlers say they're just happy to be alive, adding, "We're with the good guys now." For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The maker of a popular caffeinated alcoholic drink now banned in four states has agreed to stop shipping the product to New York State. On Sunday, Governor David Patterson and the State Liquor Authority announced a deal with Chicago-based Fusion Projects, which makes the energy alcohol drink called Four Loko. In announcing the deal, Patterson said New Yorkers deserve to know the beverages they buy are safe for consumption. The drinks are banned in Washington, Michigan, Utah, and Oklahoma. More than 2,600 pounds of fully cooked, ready-to-eat smoked turkey breast products sold by New Braunfels Smokehouse of New Braunfels, Texas, have been recalled because they may be contaminated with bacteria. The organism can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington. Support